Hi folks, great to be with you another day. Hope you're all doing well. This week I'm doing just a series of 5-minute devotions, and I'm looking at one verse in the Bible, Psalm 34:8, which says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good." And this verse has been in my head for a few weeks. I've been meditating and thinking about it, so I thought I would spend a little bit of time trying to unpack some of the truth and the goodness in it. And yesterday I focused on the word taste, and today I'm going to focus on the word see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And seeing and sight is another basic human sense, just like taste is. Seeing is a huge part of life. Quite a number of us need glasses or contact lenses to help us see properly, and of course some people have even greater difficulty with it, but for most people, seeing is their sort of primary way of navigating through life day to day, looking where you're going, where you're driving, where you're walking, choosing things, choosing colours of clothing, looking outside to see what the weather is like, seeing someone that you're attracted to and you might want to date or marry, taking in a stunning vista or a view from a mountaintop. The list is, well, endless, infinite really. And here we're told to see that the Lord is good. See that the Lord is good. And so on the face of it, this is a really basic command to literally see all of God's goodness around us and its abundance, nature and creation that just cries out to how majestic and glorious God is, how he thought it up and brought it into being with his hands. See God's goodness all around us. See the friends and family he's placed in our lives to support and love us. See that the Lord is good. But the Hebrew word here, raha, actually means a bit more than that. It means more than just literally seeing. It means to perceive and learn about. So it means it both literally and figuratively. So we are to see that the Lord is good through perceiving and learning, it means, about everything that he has done for us. To see and learn and perceive about how he is closer to us than we could ever imagine. Perceive and learn and see how he has such incredible plans for our life. And so this involves looking past our immediate circumstances, seeing past the problems we are facing, and perceiving everything that God is doing through us, around us, and amongst us. To see and perceive that the ocean of his love for you has no bottom, it has no shores, it is infinitely deep. To see and perceive that when you feel most distant from him, when your sin feels so great, his love for you is so much greater. So let's pause for a moment and let's ask God right now to open our spiritual eyes to him, to ask God that we would see him to a greater extent. And my prayer is that you would become so much more aware of his presence with you, become so much more aware of everything that he has done for you, become so much more aware of how much he loves you. My prayer is that you would taste and see that the Lord is good.